Connect, Objective Placement Test A, Section 3, Listening, by Jack C. Richards and Carlos Barbizon, with Chuck Sandy, Tay Leslie, and Andrew Gitzi. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyrighted. Before each listening, read each sentence and the choices. Then listen. Choose the word or words that best complete each sentence. Listening 1. Barb and Julia talk about some photos.
These are great pictures. Are these your brothers?
No, they're my cousins.
They're very tall. How old are they?
Jeff is 19 and Matt is 17.
What are they like?
Well, Jeff is really smart. He reads a lot and gets good grades at school.
What about Matt?
Matt loves sports. He's a great basketball player.
Oh, really? I like basketball, too.
Listening 2. Robbie calls Michelle at home.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle. What are you doing?
Watching TV. What are you doing?
I'm doing my homework right now, but I'm calling about tonight. Do you want to come to my house tonight and play some video games?
Oh, thanks, Robbie, but I can't. My aunt and uncle are coming here in about an hour, and then we're going out for dinner to my favorite restaurant. How about tomorrow? Are you usually home on Sunday?
No, hardly ever. Sometimes I'm at home in the morning, but my parents usually go shopping on Sunday, so I hang out with my friends. Do you ever go to the mall?
Oh, sure. I go there a lot.
Okay, great. How about, let's meet at the bookstore at the mall tomorrow afternoon. Around 2? Maybe we can go to a movie or something.
That sounds good, Robbie. See you then.
Listening 3. Three teens talk about their homestays.
How was your homestay in Japan, Rich?
It was interesting. My homestay family took me everywhere, and I met all their friends. I also learned a lot about the culture, but the language was difficult. A lot of times, I didn't understand things.
How about you, Brenda? You were in Chile, right?
That's right. I enjoyed my homestay very much. I stayed with a great family. The oldest daughter, Claudia, was my age. We did a lot of things together. And I love the food. Chilean food is really delicious.
Did you get homesick?
Well, I missed my friends, but I didn't miss my family too much because we stayed in contact. I emailed my brothers a lot, and I talked with my mom and dad on the phone every week.
What was your homestay like, David?
Well, I was in England, so I really didn't have a problem with the language or the culture. It was not difficult at all. But I missed my CD collection. You know, at home I listened to music all the time. But my host family wasn't interested in music. They read a lot. They are very nice people. But my time there wasn't very exciting. It was kind of boring.
Listening 4. Brian and Sarah talk about their classes this year.
Are you going to take a computer class again this year, Sarah?
No, I don't think so. I've already taken 2 computer classes. I'm going to take another history class, or maybe world cultures. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's a cool class. I took it last year.
Are you going to take French again? It will be our 3rd year.
I'm not sure. I might not. I'd really like to take Italian or Spanish.
Why? Don't you like French anymore?
It's not that. I just rather try something new.
So, what about after school? Are you going to play soccer again?
Yes, definitely. And baseball, too. But I'm not going to be in any clubs this year. I need a lot of time to study. I want to go to a good college, so I need good grades. So, what are you doing after school, Sarah?
Well, I'm definitely going to work on the school newspaper again. I've been a reporter for 2 years. I worked really hard to get interesting stories. But this year, other people will do the interviews and write the stories. I'm going to be the editor. Oh, and I'll probably join the photography club. I'd like to learn how to take photos.
That sounds cool.